Thanks for calling customer support. Speak with your BS. How may I help you?
My this is hard to explain, but bear with me a second. My 4-year-old granddaughter grabbed my phone. She always plays with it when she stops over. Well, she hit my spam, and I got your email, and she bought a Dyson cordless vacuum on my thing. And I'm trying to get my refund because I don't want it. It was a mistake. And the card company said that it was pending, so you guys will probably give me the refund and take me off your list because I didn't even know about Jen's until she took the money out of this.
Yeah, man, let me get the zip code to the account.
15675.
And what's your first and last name?
I'm sorry?
What's your first and last name?
Oh, Christine Dunlap.
Yes, ma'am. For security purposes only, can I get you to verify the address for me?
Yes, it's 5 Gratz Street, Penn, PA, 15675.
All right. All right, I got a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
Gonna be C as in car?
I'm sorry?
It'll be C as in Charlie.
Oh, Charlie, okay.
920?
Yes.
495?
Yes.
325.
I'm gonna read it back. B920495325.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, do I just keep this for my records, or do I have to do something with it?
No.
Because I'm supposed to call my debit card company back after I talk to you.
I don't want to tell you anything I don't know the answer to, ma'am. I just know that, for the most part, that's your cancellation number. I wish I could tell you more. I apologize. Oh, is anything else I can help you out with today?
Well, take me off of your, take my, all my information off of you.
Yeah, ma'am. It actually all came off as soon as I canceled the account.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that, like, I was unsubscribed because I tried to do that in the email and it wouldn't let me.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Okay. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All righty, then. Have a good one. Thanks for calling the customer service.
You too. Thank you.